Pickaxe.
Jetzt nur du, dein Podcast und eine leckere Auszeit. Ab zu Aldi Nord. Für 2,99 Euro bringst du deine Mittagspause mit Sushi ins Rollen. Lecker. Und für 1,99 Euro gönnst du dir danach noch eine kleine Eiszeit. Bei Aldi Nord findest du immer das Passende. Klingt gut? Dann probier die Snacktime Sushi Box ab 205 Gramm für nur 2,99 Euro. Oder Mucki Sandwich Eis, je 8 Stück für nur 1,99 Euro. Das ist Gutes für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Jetzt in deiner Filiale. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
This is Michael McDonald and I listen to the Young Bud all day. This is Michael McDonald and I listen to the Young Bud all day.
Yes, this is Mr. Burns. And I think the Yog Pod is excellent.
I think that one's good. The Mr. Burns.
This is Michael McDonald and I listen to the Yog Pod all day.
Who is Michael McDonald?
I don't know, but he's...
What is going on?
This is Michael McDonald and I listen to the Yog Pod all day.
What the fuck?
What is that?
I've got no idea. No idea.
This is Michael McDonald and I listen to the Yog Pod all day.
Oh, goodness me.
Hello, and welcome to the
So this was when you posted on Facebook that you wanted people to send in their own versions of little...
Artist liners, they're called, Lewis. That's the phrase that you're struggling for in the darkness of your ignorance.
Mm. And so who are these from?
Peter Maserati.
So he's not called Michael McDonald?
No, he's not called Malcolm McDonald.
This is Michael McDonald, and I listen to the Yog Pod all day.
No, it's not him. What a fucking weirdo. But they were good. Oh, God.
I don't know who Michael McDonald is. Malcolm McDonald. Michael McDonald.
Hey! I'm an anti-neighbors hairband singer, and I like to listen to the Yog Pod. Yow!
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, hey. I'm a big fat Italian from New York. When I'm not telling everybody how bad their fucking pizza sucks, I like to listen to the Yog Pod, all right?
He kind of fancies himself, this guy, as a bit of a...
He does, as a little impressionist.
Person, doesn't he? He's a bit of a person. He's got ideas. We're going to have to use these, you realise. He's put literally minutes of effort into this.
This is the beginning. And the end of the Yog Pod.
What's that supposed to be? Is that a reference to something?
It's called Marogear. Marogar.mp3. So I guess it's a reference to the thing.
First boss of Ice Crown.
Yeah. It's a bit strange, isn't it? It's a bit strange. Okay. Listen to the next one. Oh, fuck. This is... Hang on.
Did you think we had forgotten? Did you think the Yog Pod had forgiven?
What? What? Is that it?
Yeah, it must be quoting something, probably like another fucking World of Warcraft boss.
Did you think we had forgiven?
What's that? What is that? I don't get that.
I don't know. I don't know. It's really weird, isn't it?
Thank you for that. Did people not get the brief when you, like, described what you wanted? Did you just, like, say, could you please spaz into your microphone? Is that what you said when you requested these things?
Pretty much.
I am Michael McDonald.
Hang on. Okay, I got one from James Goodman that you've replied to, So you must have heard this one before. Okay, James Goodman.
You're listening to the Yogpod. Yogpod.
See, that's good. That's good. I like that a lot. It's the kind of thing we want, man, that.
It's so deadpan.
you're listening to the Yogpod. The Yogpod. The Yogpod. Listen to the Yogpod.
Robin Reggiani. He's done a few of them. Oh my god.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Yogpod.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Yogpod.
Hi, I'm a really old man, and I like listening to the Yogpod.
Oi, Grandad, what are you doing at that PC? It's mine. Get off it now.
He's a really old man. Sounds like he's from Liverpool or something. You know, he sounds like a member of the Beatles.
Or well, maybe the only old men that Robin Reggiani knows are all Liverpoolian, maybe. You didn't think of that. Okay. Yo sup, darkies. So here is my liner, inverted commas. It makes me think of Dr. Evil. Here is my liner. Feel free to pay me for my good work. Lost my lame DLL, so it's a WAV. What does that mean? Technical mumbo jumbo and gibberish.
I don't know.
Oh, that's another Yogpod.
Is that it?
What the fuck?
What was that?
It's 1 second long. You're fucking kidding me. Hang on, let's listen to this again, just in case you missed it somehow.
Oh, that's another Yogpod. Oh, that's another Yogpod. Oh, that's another Yogpod.
Well, thanks. Thanks for that. Thanks, Matt Rawcliffe. You've put a lot of effort into that.
That was awesome. That must have taken him longer to, like, save than to record.
Right-click save as took longer than the actual recording. Anyway, Nick Fuckface sends us this lovely story about the Yogpod challenge that we did ages ago about the shaking up a can of pop.
Right.
And he says, "Good afternoon, my main man Lewis. Today, the purpose of this email is to inform you of something that happened recently in my life after hearing Simon challenge my manly authority by saying that if I had the balls to record myself shaking up a soda can really well and having a friend record me..." Oh, that's it. He doesn't know how to construct a sentence. Okay, that's it.
Like most of our listeners, okay. Yeah.
"Immediately, I rung up a few friends and said, 'Hey, want to come over to my house and quickly help me with something?' Of course, they rejected, since most of them do not like me, after I showed them your Yogpod. Anyway, I thought, okay, well, this will be terrible, since I have no one to record me, and you will just think I am a nutter. But then I remembered, I have a sister. She is about 14 years old, I am 17. I said, 'Hey, come over here and record this for me. I need it for a science assignment.' I guess since she was doing nothing, she accepted and held the camera for me."
Right.
"So she starts recording me, and I say, 'Hello, I'm Dave! Exclamation mark Yognaut, and I have the balls.' I immediately toss the can at a wall in order for it to be a legit test."
Hang on, stop.
Right? Here we go.
"Hello, I am Dave! Exclamation mark Yognaut, and I have the balls." That is now our official phrase.
That should be our new...
"I have the balls."
"I am Dave! Exclamation mark Yognaut, and I have the balls."
Wow.
That's amazing. So he tosses the can of cola, or whatever it is, at the wall in order to shake it up. So he throws it at the wall. "I have the balls!" Throws it at the wall. Suddenly, the can starts shrieking. Me and my sister quickly look at each other in shock. I begin to make my way towards the can to tap it, in order to continue with the test, I guess. And I hear a loud banging noise from the can. I am scared. I am nervous. I am sweating. And my sister is laughing while recording me watching
this
can screech and make loud banging noises. I leap towards the can and grab hold of it. The can starts resisting my grasp. I hold on as tightly as I can and annihilate the top of the can. I grab the little handle while the can shakes furiously and screeches at me.
Handle?
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
What kind
about.
Of can is this?
I've no idea. Handle. And he annihilates the top of the can.
This is a nightmare.
Anyway, he says, I grab the little handle while the can shakes furiously and screeches at me, and without thinking, I pull the handle. Oh, he means the tab on the top, I guess. You ready for this?
No.
The can explodes. Giant beams of Coca-Cola shoot all over my room. One surges towards my sister and blows a hole in her head, killing her instantly. My house begins to fall apart. I hear the loudest noise I have ever heard in my life. I slowly turn around to see a rip in the space-time continuum. It is sucking in everything it can. My neighbours, my pets, my house, my sister's corpse, my property, my street, my region, my city, my state, my country, Australia. And then it overloaded and exploded. All that was left was a small island, me and my computer and video camera. A single tear was running down my eye as I thought about the things I would never do again, the people I would never see again. I then went on my computer and began this email. In conclusion, no, tapping the top of a soda can will not stop it from exploding if it is shaken. It does not work. Do not try it ever, okay? Sincerely, a true Australian Yogpod fan.
Thanks, Nick.
That's Nick Fuckface. And then he's got a PS. PS, my sister didn't even record what the fuck, stupid bitch.
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's not a nice thing to say about your dead sister. Jesus.
No, you shouldn't do that. It's terrible. Well,
we got there in the end, finally reading out this email after many, many months.
Can you see why I didn't read that one out before, though? I mean, you are scraping brilliant. The bottom of the poo barrel, basically.
It's brilliant. It's delicious, creamy poo. And I'm happy to rub it over my face.
I am Dave Yognaut, and I have the balls.
Oh, God. I mean, that's good, isn't it? Come on.
I am Dave Yognaut, and I have the balls.
Okay, I've got some more. There's some more liners. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Okay.
Francesco Borg Bonacci, which is the weirdest fucking... Everyone's got a weird name if they're not English.
Yep.
I always find that. Isn't that strange how, to me, an English person, non-English names seem weird?
You are listening to the Yog Pod.
Serial killer in the making. Thank you, Francesco. Oh,
goodness, it's terrifying.
Francesco, whatever. I think he's Italian with a name like that. Joachim. It's another Joachim. I don't think it's our Joachim, though. It's a different one.
You are listening to the...
Yogpod!
You are listening to the...
Yogpod!
You are listening to the...
Yogpod!
I like the way you felt the need to play that three times in a row.
Yeah.
I liked it when it was just one. Two okay.
I thought it was good. Thank you, Joachim. Yanso.
I think it's good. Yanso. I like it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Casper. This is his weird email. Casper Lurkson. Possibly is his name. I recorded the phrase, you're listening to the Yogpod normally, then reversed it and taught myself how that sounded. Okay.
Right, okay. That's amazing.
So he's learned how to phonetically say you're listening to Yogpod backwards, and then he recorded that and reversed it. So he's actually got him saying it the right way round, but it's going to sound weird because he actually said it backward and then he recorded it and then reversed it.
Okay.
Which is just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I do not even know. So hang on, we're going to have to listen to this beautiful, beautiful, magnificent shit.
9.9 inches. Wee. You are listening to Phenomenon.
Oh my fucking god, that is terrifying! That is terrifying. So the first one is him saying it backwards. And this, the one that I just played, is him...
Right, yeah, I got that, yeah.
...reversing him saying it backwards. So, it's like something out of fucking Twin Peaks. Let's listen to that again.
9.9 inches. Wee. You are listening to Phenomenon.
I love it. It's brilliant.
It's how deaf people talk, isn't it? That makes me feel just a little bit weird. So that's Casper. Casper Larkerson. Lurkerson.
Well, that's hilarious. Casper. I love that
you
one.
Yeah,
I love it.
See, it took me literally seconds to do it myself, and you went to all the effort of learning how to say it backwards. Oh, that is genius. That is absolutely genius. He's from Denmark. Bless him. Someone has to be. It's a brilliant one. It could be me doing it. It's that good. Hang on. It's from Oliver Halsworth Baines, who's... I actually remember... He's on Facebook. He's a friend on Facebook.
All right, okay.
Oliver Halsworth Baines. It's not a name you forget in a hurry, is it?
It's good, Oliver it's Halsworth Baines. It's a good British Baines. Name. Normal name.
Hello! I am Oliver Halsworth Baines! That's pretty much it.
Yeah. He's a lord. He lives in, like, a mansion.
You are listening to the Og Pod! 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 Pod!
Beautiful.
Thank you, Oliver. Pod! Pod! Thank you, Oliver!
Thank you, Oliver. That's good. I liked that one. That's very good. Very professionally done. And perfect. Perfect. That's exactly what we wanted. That fits the job spec.
Wow.
You know this? This is Malcolm McDonald. I'm the little Tommy of the Or any of this...
This is Malcolm McDonald. I'm the little Tommy of the It's funny because, I mean, Peter Mazziotti did loads of good liners. He did, like, 8 liners in total. Yet that is the one that we're going to remember.
Yeah, that is the one we're going to remember forever.
I'm going to be singing that on my deathbed. Hello.
Hello, this is Kenny Baker, and I listen to the Young Pod.
That is just weird.
You want to say, this is Kenny Baker, and then what he's famous for?
Hello, this is Kenny Baker. I'm famous for being a dwarf, and I listen...
No.
Hello.
God, I can't do it now.
Hello, this is Kenny Baker, and I'm famous for being the dwarf who was inside of R2-D2 in the Star Wars franchise of movies. And I listen to the Ogpod.
So what's happened since the last podcast? I think we've actually got a new government, for a start.
Yeah, we've got a new government, and summer has been and gone in Britain.
Yeah.
It's been all change.
It's a miserable day outside. But it was lovely last week, and I'm sure the sunny weather will come back. It'll be fine.
It's so fucking British, talking about the weather. We could be talking about politics, but it's like, oh no, no.
Yeah, so our new Prime Minister is called Dave.
Yeah.
I think he's like the first Dave to be Prime Minister.
Really?
Kind of cool.
Really?
I think I heard that somewhere. Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
All of them before have all been called a bit more posh things.
Like Clement.
Yeah, and...
Winston.
William.
Margaret.
Edward. Has there ever been a Prime Minister Simon, do you think?
No. No, there hasn't. And there never will be. There was a law that was passed. The Queen decided that she didn't like the name Simon. You may have noticed she never named any of her children Simon. Which just goes to prove my case.
Nor Lewis, though, either.
No, that's a good point. Maybe she doesn't like Lewis either.
There's been a lot of Prime Ministers called Robert and William and Edward. And Henry.
Spencer.
Herbert Henry Asquith.
Mm.
Stanley Baldwin. Ramsay MacDonald. Neville Chamberlain.
It's a lot of Williams. What's going on?
Anthony Eden. Edward Heath. Harold Wilson.
David Lloyd George. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no, really?
I didn't realise his first name was David.
Oh, David Lloyd George. Damn.
Shit.
I don't think anyone referred to him.
So this is the second. It's the second Dave.
Oh, well, we were wrong.
You heard it here first. The Yogscast, Yogpod even, was wrong about something. Rarely happens. We're often so on the ball and so factually accurate. So do you think David Cameron is a Yognaut? Or a Yognaut?
Even? I think so. Yeah, I think he probably
could. I'm friends with Nick Clegg on Facebook.
Are you?
He's my Island Paradise neighbour. Yeah.
What's this island look like?
It's quite boring. It's quite bland and boring and uninteresting.
Like him?
Much like the new government.
I wouldn't have gone that far. He's quite,
I knew that was
quite a nice, charismatic man. There's something of the Blair about him.
Well, there we are. There is a little bit, I suppose.
I steal his pineapples. You see, what he does is he doesn't actually look after his island very much. He obviously doesn't log on to Island Paradise because he's busy running the country. So I steal his pineapples.
I see there wasn't going to be anything not helping out there at all. I like the way he plants pineapples.
No.
Because they're like a long
sometimes
crop,
you
can come back to them.
I restore his withered crop.
Oh, that's nice.
And then I steal them.
That's nice of you. So what else is there to talk about in the news? The BP oil leak.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I have heard about it. It's quite a big fucking deal.
It's been going on for about...
It's kind of funny because an awful lot of America doesn't give a shit about it, and yet it is just going to royally fuck over part of their country, and it's like they don't care. They just don't care. I mean, it's kind of ironic because like a lot of America doesn't give a shit about the rest of the world unless there's oil there, and now they don't give a shit about part of their own country because there is oil there. I don't understand. There's some bizarreness about the bizarrarity.
Well, it started 40 days ago, and apparently they're now reporting that it's been, stopped. But the thing is...
Unfortunately, another four leaks have sprung up on the ocean bed.
Have they?
But apart from that, it's over. It's over. They just got to clean up, and then it's just done. Just ignore the other cracks in the bottom of the sea. What would you do if you had a bucket of oil?
What do you mean if I had a bucket of oil?
Would you try and sell it? You got a bucket of oil, right?
A bucket of oil?
It's your birthday.
Right. Just one bucket.
And I'm like, happy birthday, Lewis. And I hand over a bucket
of
oil.
We've flown over to wherever this thing's happening, Mississippi River Delta, right? And we've got our buckets and we've been bucketing out some oil. And we've got loads of buckets of oil.
Yeah.
A big pile of buckets of oil.
Yeah. So what do we do with it? What do we do with all these buckets that we've got?
Well... Can we? I guess we can't take them as hand luggage.
Oh god, it'd be a bit awkward getting them back. I imagine that there's probably a law against carrying,
open buckets of oil.
I kind of think of it like petrol, but it's not actually petrol, is it? Petrol doesn't come out of the fucking ground.
No. Obviously, anyone who's done a bit of science knows that you have to go through this thing called fractional distillation to extract petroleum. So I think it's
chemistry now.
We've got lots of sort of buckets of black sticky oil, and what are we going to do with it? Well, there's not a lot we can do. I mean, in fact, it's pretty much worthless, because it costs it's so cheap, relatively speaking. A bucket of oil, maybe what's that going to be? A bucket, like 5 liters in a bucket.
I mean, I guess when
How
you think
it
about
worth?
It, oil
a
is
bucket of oil.
It is pretty cheap because like bottled water is more expensive. Much, much more expensive than fucking oil.
Than petrol. Yeah. Actually, it's about the same these days.
You may as well just take loads of bottled water back home. It'd be easier getting it on the fucking plane, I imagine. Mm,
probably. No, actually, it won't be. What are you talking about? You can't take bottled water on the plane. Have you ever been to an airport, Simon?
Of course you can.
It's like millions of bottles of...
They not
no,
let you...
No, 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 because it might be like... It might be like liquid explosive, man. It's a common way of bringing...
Oh, right.
...of explosives onto the plane.
Whereas oil, we could just say, no, no, it's, it's chocolate fondue stuff.
They probably wouldn't allow that.
And then
either,
I dip my finger into it and I go,
could you?
Stick it in my mouth and suck on my finger. Delicious. I give like a cheeky little grin as I do
like
it.
Your finger's just all sticky in. Oh my god. Delicious.
Yeah. And I get some of my shirt and I have to like take my shirt off. I'm like, oh
god, you'll be like a bird covered in oil after a very short period of time. You'll be like rolling around on the ground.
I'm like a bird covered in oil.
Oh god, they should make that song. That should be like a charity song. So yeah, I don't know. It's difficult. I think if we did have like a load of buckets of oil, it would just be worth about 25p per bucket. You know, it wouldn't be worth anything.
There was like this graph or chart that I saw about how expensive different like liquids are.
Oh yeah, printer ink is like the most expensive liquid known to man.
Yeah, it's more expensive than like Pedigree horse semen, which is like the second most expensive.
Pedigree horse semen. There. Goodness me.
Yeah, I mean human blood is on the list, but like horse semen is like one of the higher things.
You think
on
like
there.
Caviar, like Russian beluga caviar, would be high up on there, but that's not really a liquid, I suppose, is it?
No,
it's a little bit liquidy.
You know your caviar, don't you? You are quite the foodie.
I'm not really that.
Have you ever tasted the Pedigree horse semen?
Oh, yeah. It
probably tastes a lot like caviar.
It's a delicacy.
It's like this salty, horrible mess. You like scoop some up, you put it on a cracker. You're like, delicious.
No, no, no. It'll be served in like a little tiny glass thimble, you know, on like a big plate, you know, in a restaurant.
Oh,
it'll
God.
Be like a course. Because in really, really posh restaurants, you have like seven or eight courses, and they're all like a little, like, sauce.
The horse semen course.
Green foam. Yeah, you know, you'll have a horse semen.
Is that after the main course?
Human blood is one of those.
Or
printer ink.
Oh, really?
Printer ink is
printer
dessert.
Ink. That's probably the dessert. Yeah, yeah.
Very expensive stuff. It's exclusive.
Ooh. Hello, I'm Tina Barrett, formerly of S Club 7. I still have yet to release my debut solo album because it's not really going very well. But in the meanwhile, I like to listen to the YogPod. Ooh, it's really good. Ooh, Lewis and Simon are really amazing. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I don't know why I said goodbye there. I just felt like it was polite. Recently, though, like, I was talking about this to Hannah, like, it's actually cheaper to buy a new printer than it is to buy a printer ink cartridge sometimes. Because, obviously, these printers are, like, on offer and they come with a few free ink cartridges.
Yeah. Isn't that ridiculous?
So, lots of people, like, I have about three printers, just the old printers in the garage, from where I actually went into the shop to buy an ink cartridge and found that the printer and an ink cartridge was actually cheaper.
It's got to be bad for the environment, though, isn't it? People just keep buying printers all the time.
Well, maybe we should, like, do something with them. I don't know, like, open a print shop or something. But then again, you just need more ink for that, so you'd have to buy more printers. I don't know what you'd be able to do.
Just end up with, like, infinite printers. Christ. Oh my god.
So going off a bit of a tangent here, I was in a shopping centre in Reading with Hannah, and we were walking around, and
Why were you with Hannah?
Like, trying to kill
was
some
it just
time.
The two of you?
Yeah, just the two of us.
What are you doing with... Why are you hanging out with Hannah alone?
Anyway, we're trying to kill some time, and before the evening... And
what were you
going to
do in the evening?
Going to some of these, like,
what were you...
shops.
What's going on, Lewis?
Nothing, Simon. Don't read anything into this. Just a totally normal... Look, that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is... We were going into all these shops, like the Swarovski crystal shop, just looking at stuff and blah, blah, blah. All these little fancy shops.
Crystal shops?
Oh, it's quite a good little gift shop to buy stuff. My mum likes these little crystal hedgehogs and things. Anyway, we went into the Disney shop.
Right.
Okay, which I haven't been into, I don't think, ever. And I was, like, as soon as what would you expect to find in the Disney store, Simon?
Like, lots of cuddly toys of Tigger.
Exactly. That's what I was expecting to find.
Shit, basically.
Just little toys, little princess carriages, stuff like that, you know? That's what I thought would be in there.
Mm.
Do you know what was actually in there?
Twilight merchandise.
No. That was in pretty much every other shop ever. What was in the Disney shop was racks and racks of kids' underwear.
Oh.
With, like, Disney stuff on them. And there were so many. They were, like, you could buy literally... It was girl underwear.
Like, thongs.
No, it was, like, little girls, like, one-piece bikini thing. Not bikini, one-piece, like, swimming costume thing.
That's a bit weird.
And it was... there were so many of them that I just felt really, really uncomfortable. If I was in there on my own, as, like, a mid-20s boy, man, like, single man... I think I would have been, like, arrested or something, because...
A boy man.
You couldn't turn around without seeing some sort of children's lingerie.
Lingerie?
It was weird. With, like, Winnie the Pooh on the front or something. Man, it was you'd have to go in there. Actually, I wouldn't recommend it. I'd probably never see you again. You'd be on, like, the Child Sex Offenders Register or something, but...
Oh, God.
Good God. It's terrible. I suggest no one ever go in the Disney store unless you want to dress your... three-year-old girl up in some sort.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, we've got listeners who have children. I'm sure they're like, what's all the fuss
about?
That's right. You know, I often go into the Disney shop and I buy my young daughter some pants.
It's where you get most of your kids' clothing from, apparently. Well, no, but it wasn't clothing. It was only underwear and, like, swimming costumes. I don't know whether we went in, like, a really specific branch of the Disney store.
Well, it is clothing.
But there wasn't any, like, jumpers or jeans, nothing like that, you know? It was all undergarments.
Just pants.
Just knickers. Weird. Pants.
Well, that was a bit weird. That was a weird...
I just thought I had to tell you
that. I don't
know
why you felt the need to share that.
I thought I had to tell you
well,
that.
Well, thanks.
Though. If any of our Yognauts go into it, see, like, a Disney shop, you know, don't feel the need to go in there, because it's just... Do you reckon, like, you go into certain shops when you're a certain age, though, with your certain, like, you know, family? Like, Quadrant. Have you ever been in Quadrant?
I've never heard of Quadrant in my life.
It's like a, I think it's like a chain. It might not be a chain, though. It's like a sort of slightly elderly people shop and furniture and blinds. It's a bit like Debenhams.
So they sell old people there?
No, but my nan loves it, because I think the clothing is, like, slightly aimed towards the older lady.
They sell
lady.
Faggots. Oh, lovely faggots.
Yeah, they do.
Bless her. Lovely meaty gravy.
Yum, yum.
I'm an old man, and I've fallen over. I can't get up. But it's all right, because I've got me iPod, and I'm listening to the Yog Pod. Oh, me back. Oh, God. Oh, God.
That was pretty funny.
Oh, that was very God. Funny. So, Gary Coleman. Poor old Gary Coleman has died.
What you talking about, Lewis?
Oh, Gary. Hello. How are you doing, man? I thought you were dead.
Oh, God. I am dead. I'm a ghost. Hello?
You'll have to explain to me what you're really famous for.
I'm famous for being a dwarf. Like everyone on the fucking Yog Pod.
Oh, God.
Hello, Lewis? I'm Gary Coleman.
Did you make a lean, mean grilling machine? Is that what you're famous for?
That's George Foreman.
Oh.
Yeah, Lewis, get it right.
Sorry, jeez. I thought that was you, for some reason.
I think the only thing Gary Coleman made was the headlines when he died.
Is he actually a dwarf?
No, he's basically a babby. He's a grown man, but he's a babby forever.
Oh, he's like a,
There's a name for it.
So he did have some sort of congenital disease, though, which stunted his growth.
Yeah, stunted. So he's only about 4 foot. Stuntedness.
So he is actually a dwarf. Oh my god, everyone on this fucking show is a dwarf. What the hell?
Can I'm we not a dwarf. Find...
a ghost dwarf.
Ooh.
So, tell me about, you know, your life, Gary.
I'm more interested in my death. I'm Gary Coleman.
Oh god. He was in
he's got a strange
voice.
Actually
in Avenue Q. Have you seen Avenue Q?
Oh, the internet is for porn, that one.
Yeah. Very famous. It's like he uses Muppets, doesn't it? Pretty much.
Yeah.
Is that right? I don't know what it's like on Broadway. Does it actually use Broadway? Does it use Muppets on Broadway as well?
I assume it does, yeah. As part of the cast. So what was Gary Coleman? Well, we could ask him, but I don't think he knows.
Oh, hang on, I don't think he actually was in there. I think he was parodied in it. But he gave permission, apparently.
That's very good of him. I mean, of course he didn't have to.
He was considered to play the role, but he decided... Oh, hang on, no. In 2005, Coleman announced his intention to sue Avenue Q for their depiction of him.
Oh, he gave his permission, did he? That's why he was suing them. So hang on. He was going to sue them, and then he died.
No. He decided not to sue them, I think. I think they must have paid him off or something.
He decided to die instead.
No. That was like 10 years, 5 years ago, wasn't it?
Do you expect me to sue?
No, Gary Coleman. I expect you to die.
Oh, goodness. No.
Apparently he fell and hit his head, and that's what killed him.
Oh.
Gary.
That's unfortunate. You would have thought, because he's so short... that, you know, his head wouldn't have fallen that far down, so it wouldn't have hurt him so much, but alas, no.
That's a bit sad, isn't it? I don't think that's very funny.
I don't give a shit. Who gives a fucking shit about Gary Coleman anyway? I literally do not care if he lives or dies.
That's not very nice, Simon.
Sorry, Gary Coleman, with your strange fucking voice.
Ghost Gary Coleman. What the hell?
Ghost Gary Coleman.
So, Ghost Gary Coleman, what's the ghost world like?
It's like the living world, only it's shadowy and silver.
Have you met any other ghosts?
I met Michael Jackson's ghost.
Right, how was he?
He touched me!
Oh god.
I don't get it, because Gary Coleman, you're like 40 years old or something. Why would Michael Jackson want to touch you? I don't get it. Can you explain it to me, Lewis? I don't understand.
Because of his childlike qualities, I believe, Simon.
His stature. His childlike stature.
I don't think we need to explain that joke. Fuck me. That was very, very funny, though. I think we could have scripted that. Oh, man.
I did actually script that, just in case you were going to talk about Gary Coleman. Why are we talking about Gary fucking Coleman?
Because you just celebrate these people's lives, you know. They're never going to do anything else. There's never going to be a remake of Different Strokes, is there, now? He's dead.
Well, there might be. Like, Michael Bay might buy the rights.
It's like Jade Goody. She's gone. There's no more... Jade Goody-related news.
Oh, thank God.
Doesn't Michael Bay basically do horrible, horrible, horrible films?
Yeah, but... I mean, it would liven up Different Strokes, wouldn't it? If he did it. Actually make it interesting. It's random explosions now and again.
Gary Coleman.
I like his ghost voice. So, Gary, is there any, What's the news from the ghost world? I mean, why aren't you allowed to move on? Have you got some unfinished business or something?
I really needed the toilet when I died.
Right? So, how do we solve...
I need to do a ghost poo.
Right. How do we get that organised? Is there some sort of a ghost toilet we can take your remains to in a sort of supernatural way and then, like, you know, flush them down the toilet?
Yes.
I love supernatural. They're always doing some bullshit like that, aren't they? You know, it's, they have to find the remains. Yeah. There's always some bit of the remains that's left over and they have to, like, fucking burn it or something. I don't know. Jesus Christ. And they always, like, burn it, like, on a lighter.
Burn and salt the bodies, Lewis.
Yeah, salt the bodies. Sorry. Jeez. Right, so we're going to have to go on a road trip to... Maybe we could, like, combine...
Burn and salt Gary Coleman's dead body.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
If we could collect some oil while we're there.
Yeah, that's what we could burn him with. See, there is a use for it, after all.
Yeah, a couple of buckets, he'll go up like a house on fire.
Gary Coleman!
Actually, he only needs, like, half a bucket will probably do the job. It's only a small man.
Because he's so small.
Waste it.
That's the joke.
Warming and stuff. Economy.
Hello. I am Her Royal Highness, Queen Elizabeth II. And this York Pot is by royal appointment. Hello. 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 One fancies a Jaffa cake.
Right, so a lot of people have mentioned, actually, that we didn't do a challenge.
Our Yogpod 30th anniversary spectacular. Spectacular.
Don't worry, we didn't forget about it. Some people did some excellent treasure hunting videos and photos.
Nothing there!
Who was that? That was Robin, wasn't it?
It was the lovely Robin, yep.
Nothing there. Nothing there.
That was lovely. No. And someone convinced their kid brother to, like,
I thought that was his son.
I don't think so.
You can check them all out at yogscast.com.
Yeah, we posted them all on the site, so you might have to scroll down a bit through a lot of bum fluff, like the meeting Warwick Davis and stuff, which was amazing. God.
And the Star Trek Photoshop.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, Star Trek Photoshop. Lots of people have been sending in lots of good stuff. So we need a new challenge. What's the challenge going to be this time?
What's the challenge? We haven't really thought about this, have we?
I had an idea.
Oh, God.
Well, my Uncle Dan... All right, just prepare yourself for an anecdote here. My Uncle Dan, who's not really my uncle, he lives in Canada.
Okay.
And he is he's a nice chap. Bit weird and eccentric. He likes to build Airfix models of, like, planes and things.
Of course he does.
Which is like a forgotten art, really, isn't it? It's like before, like, consoles, you know, the generation before computer games, kids played with Airfix models, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the sort of people who... I mean, if you've ever painted, like, a Warhammer model, you're almost there. You're almost at Airfix. What do you... You get, like, a cardboard box full of plastic bits of...
Yeah. Really cheap-looking...
Plastic trays with, like...
You have to break off bits of plastic.
Yeah, and then stick them together with super glue, pretty much. Or clip them together. And they fit together in a sort of 3D jigsaw into, like, an aeroplane, you know? Like a Spitfire or something. That's sort of the classic one. We have to explain this, because a lot of people won't know what the fuck Airfix is, you know? Anyway, my Uncle Dan... built the world's smallest... Oh, shit, I'm going to have to find it. It's just so fucking stupid.
Is he in the Guinness Book of Records? Because this is what it sounds like.
He tried to submit it to the Guinness Book of Records, but they turned him down.
Oh. Oh, God. It was so...
You'd agree with me.
Uninteresting.
Ah, here we are, yes. Okay. He has built... Okay, get this. The world's smallest... cross-sectional airliner model of a Vickers Vanguard plane, right?
A Vickers Vanguard plane.
Okay, it's motorised. It's got little motors in it.
Oh.
And just look at this video.
How big is it?
It's not very big. It's like...
Well, the thing is, this is... we can't actually show people on audio this.
I'll link it. Plane, so I'll link it when the Yogpod comes out.
No, you have to. We have to describe it.
Can you describe this then?
So it's 1 to 144th scale.
Yep, yeah. So it's 144 times smaller than a real plane, and
So it doesn't fly around. It's just on a stick. It's a tiny plastic plane on a stick.
Yeah.
It's got all these seats inside. It's got flashing lights over it. The things are moving around. What are they called? The engine things.
Propellers,
that's it,
propellers, yeah. Props.
Mad props to your uncle, who's not really your uncle, for coming up with this. That's fascinating.
So he made this, basically, from like an Airfix model, but he cut away the sides and he made all the seats individually by like snapping off little bits of plastic and like super gluing
them in. 108 seats. Each seat is made up of 7 parts. Holy shit!
And painted in 3 colours.
Oh my god. Just out of interest, is he married?
No.
No, of course he's not. Oh god. He lives by himself.
Anyway, my uncle
he's got like
has
an
made
attic
plane.
Or something completely devoted to his Airfix models, his collection of toys.
Yeah.
He's probably got like some
Look
trains
at the comments.
Model trains as well.
Look at the comments and read the first comment.
This was a joy to watch. In 1980, I flew on Europe Aero Services, a V952F BVUY, and most of the AC cabin was still intact, including the bulkhead decorations and the laminated maple leaf designs in the washroom doors. I must say the Vanguard was a rumbling giant. In cruise, you could feel vibration waves travelling down that long fuselage. Still, I am pleased to have had the experience.
Oh my god.
Isn't that a wonderful comment? Anyway, I want people to watch this video, comments. Nice comments. No horrible comments, alright? I'm going to be furious if people like start insulting my uncle. He's a nice man.
Your nephew is a fag.
Always be nice to me. Do not write that. He's a lovely man. I want everyone to watch this video, leave nice comments, and I think the challenge should be...
You have to create a little model.
Make a plane, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Make a plane out of, like...
Toilet roll.
Household rubbish.
Sticky back plastic.
Blue Peter style.
Yogpod Airlines.
A Yogpod Airlines
plane. We want a little plane.
Yeah, that's exactly what we want.
If me and Lewis get shrunk down, and we're, like, tiny little people, the size of a pinhead, then we want, like, a special plane... so that we can travel around the living room.
Yeah.
The living room of Yogpod Towers, where we live together.
And I want you to make a... Ideally, I want you to make a video of it against, like, a blue towel background, like this one is, and put it on YouTube and say it's the world's, like, smallest Yogpod plane, or the world's... Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then apply for
Guinness
Records. Like my uncle
They'd love
did.
That, wouldn't
I can't
they?
Believe he contacted the Guinness Book of Records. He was really disappointed as well. And I was like, well, it's a bit of a specific category for a world record, isn't it? World's smallest motorised cutaway airliner.
Poor man.
Yeah.
And they said, no, anyway. We've got to draw the line somewhere. I mean, we got a man who eats baked beans with a fucking cocktail stick. That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
But your stuff, your little... Yogpod airliner, no, we're not allowing
so
that.
So that's the challenge this week. Make a Blue Peter style Yogpod plane. Videos are best, but pictures are amazing too. Pictures would be fantastic too. And we'll put them all on the site. And the best one, what does the best one win?
I don't know. Does anyone ever win anything from these things? You say that they'll win, but they don't actually ever receive anything. Glory. You'll win glory. And a mention on the Yogpod.
And the best one wins. All right.
And that's worth it.
So who won the last one, by the way? Who won the hole digging?
Oh, God.
Nothing there.
Robin's legs win.
Yeah, that cheered me and Simon up immensely.
There's nothing pervy about it. Okay, well, there is. There is a little bit. But no. The one with the kid in was awesome. And the guys who used
awesome.
Like, fireworks is pretty cool.
The fireworks are awesome. Those guys who like basically dug a trench, like a massive time team trench in their garden. I could just see their mother's face just being furious with them afterwards.
Like your mother was furious when you and your dad dug a hole.
She was not best pleased.
You'd better fill that back up.
Dear, this is from Rick Wright. That's a good name. Dear Simon, I stumbled across this gem with my mates the other day.
Hello.
He's linked me to a Facebook page. Even though you stabbed my nan, you're still the one for me.
Oh my god.
This is dedicated to my baby boy, who, although he broke my heart by stabbing my nan, I still forgive him and I'm willing to give him one more chance. That's lovely. P.S. I was walking through Boots the other day and they had a display of toaster bags. I thought Simon was just spouting retarded bullshit like usual, but the advert genuinely showed a woman cooking salmon and shit in them. Mental. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks a lot.
That's a good email.
I just found that Facebook group and I liked it.
Jake Railton. Hello, Simon and Lewis. I am a person who listens to your show for fun and joy. I was just wondering if you had ever had a Jaffa cake that has had its chocolate topping melted. If not, you should try it. Sent from my Jaffa cake.
His eye Jaffa. The eye Jaffa.
It's like a phone shaped like a Jaffa cake.
Well, I guess it's the only time I have melty chocolate Jaffa cakes is if I have a hot drink and I dunk them in briefly because the sponge disintegrates. So you've got to be careful when you do that.
Yep, you have. Jesse Green writes, Dear Simon and
Lewis. Fraught with peril.
Dear Simon and Lewis, just thought I would show you this. He sent a picture in of when he searched in iTunes for YogPod. It said, did you mean GodPod? Then buggers must be copycats, he says.
We're bigger than Jesus at the YogPod.
I think we probably have more views
than Jesus. More people listen to the YogPod than have read the Bible.
Yeah.
I'm willing to say that.
Michael Langdon has written in. He says, about a week ago I saw Warwick Davis in Wimbledon. Concerned for Simon's clear derangement after he went missing, I chased after him with a paper bag. But the police got involved and it all went a bit wrong from there. Just wanted to say I'm here to help and together we'll find him, catch him and bring him home soon.
This is all a bit late now because we've met Warwick. We've seen that he's okay, he's safe, he put his arm around me, he helped me get up off the floor where I was kneeling down. That picture when he just looked, that look of concern on Warwick Davis's face.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
He was terrified that you'd injured something. It's like... Tom Hinsley writes, Dear Simon, my friends and I have been loyal YogPod listeners for a while and are friends with you on Facebook. After quoting Simon's impression of Warwick Davis, our friend Sam asked what we were talking about. We told him to check out the YogPod. He came to school and said, very funny, you tried to make me listen to a podcast about monster trucks. Turns out he had heard the beginning of one podcast where you pretend to talk about monster trucks and it fooled him.
What an idiot.
Needless to say, we laughed at him for 10 minutes.
Should hope so too. Oh man, what an idiot. Or maybe I'm just very convincing. Maybe that's it. Maybe I should give myself props and not diss this young gentleman. What was his name? This foolish
Sam.
Young chap. But
people who write in were Tom, John, Matt, Alex and Dave.
You're an idiot, Sam, but we love you anyway. Not in that way.
This is Michael McDonald and I listen to the YogPod all day.
So that's all from the YogPod this week. Thank you very much for listening and I hope you enjoyed yourself and didn't gain any strange looks from people on your local public transport. Who's the executive producer this week, Simon?
The executive producer is Thomas Mermelum. He is a man.
Okay.
And he donated £50 to us. Let's see, where is he from? He's from Hordaland. Hang on. I'm sure we've already been through this. I'm sure Thomas Mermelum's already been. Hordaland, I remember that.
Haven't you got, like, a list of who's been executive producers before? It's your one job. This is your one job to do with the organisation of the YogPod.
It was YogPod 30B, second part, in which it was Magnus Tenman was executive producer. and he's from Norway, and he's from the county of Hordaland. And this week it's Thomas Mermelom, and he's from Norway, from the county of Hordaland. I don't know whether they know each other, whether they're mates, or what.
They must do. They must be pals.
But this was the confusion, because I knew Hordaland was familiar.
So, like, 90% of our donations so far have come from Hordaland.
Hordaland. Basically, Hordaland own the Yog Pod now.
It's like a foreign-owned company.
We're Norwegian. We're going to have to talk about Norwegian topics, yeah. Like reindeer and stuff, I guess.
Oh, God. What? Like reindeer news. It's like a little segment.
Reindeer news! This just in. There's a reindeer outside. He's terribly lonely and he needs a home.
If you could find a home.
I don't really have them
this
as pets.
Reindeer. Right in to the Yog Pod today.
People only in Scandinavia need apply. Good. Well, thank you, Thomas Mermelom and Michael Beck and Magnus Tenman EP.
Thomas Mermelom EP. Mermelom.
And all those guys.
And thank you, good. Carlos Larios, again for donating.
And we will see you next time.
How much money do you think Carlos has given us? It's like, it's all of his pocket money he must be giving us. He's only 9 years old.
I suppose it's just Carlos's mum who's really keeping us going then, in that case.
Her stolen credit card.
Thank you, Mrs. Larios.
Thank you, Mrs. Larios.